There's a myth that an individual diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, or a learning disability, LD, is less intelligent, but the truth is not what it seems. Individuals with a learning disability have average to above intelligence as LDs affect specific areas of learning, says Rachel Lisho, coordinator of the SOAR programs at the Learning Disabilities Association of York Simcoe, LDAYS. The LDAYS, formerly the Learning Disabilities of York Region, expanded to include Simcoe County in 2023 after serving the York Region for more than four decades. Lisho is excited about the prospect of the LDAYS bringing its SOAR program into elementary and high schools in the Barrie area. This program equips students with the necessary tools and strategies for them to feel confident in their transition to high school or post-secondary endeavors, she tells Barrie Today. SOAR is designed for grade 8, 11 and 12 students who have been identified with a learning disability and/or ADHD. The program consists of four sessions of 45 to 60 minutes covering topics such as learning styles, self-advocacy, individualized education programs, IEPs, what to expect in high school, post-secondary, and resume and employment skills for post-secondary students. Lisho says another common myth is that students with LDs and ADHD who are on IEPs and use accommodations have an unfair advantage. This is not true as for students who learn differently, equal is not always fair, she says. They need their accommodations in order to succeed. There may not be distinctive signs of someone with a neurodevelopmental disorder because these signs are often invisible, she says. However, individuals with ADHD can present as hyperactive, inattentive or combination of each, and students with LDs may have specific learning challenges with reading, writing, numeracy, etc. Lisho adds. LDAYS approach to LDs and ADHD is very client-centered and takes into consideration each individual's strengths and needs. We acknowledge and understand that no two LDs or ADHD diagnoses affect individuals the same way, Lisho says. We understand how intersectional identities allow for everyone's experience to be completely different. For Lisho, learning disabilities can be mitigated by prompting more awareness and knowledge about what they are and how they affect individuals. Providing accommodations in school and in the workplace and proper tools are important to ensure that individuals with these disabilities can succeed, she says. Lisho got involved with LDAYS through her student placement during college. She says she wanted to be a part of the organization because of the amazing work it does in the community. When I heard from families about how important our services and programs are, I knew that this organization was making a difference in the community, she says. Lisho hopes to continue promoting acceptance and understanding of individuals with learning disabilities, and to see more volunteers helping out and being part of the LDAYS programs. If you want to make a lasting impact in your community, consider volunteering with our organization and gain valuable experience in connecting with individuals in various ways, she says. LDAYS is currently offering the SOAR program one-on-one, in person at its office or virtually, as well as in person in schools across Simcoe County. For more information on LDAYS programs, email to info@ldays.org or visit www.ldays.org.